My talkers, thanks for hanging out with us today on this Thursday, December 2nd. It does not feel like December being 40 degrees out right now, but you know what? It's all good. We're here to hang out and enjoy this nice weather with Lori and Julia.
That's right.
Thank you.
We got some shout outs. First, we got a birthday shout out for Julia's thing.
My
too.
Baby.
My baby. Dad. My dad.
And your dad.
Go thing two. Go. I'll just say his name. He's Sammy.
Sammy. Happy birthday.
I know.
Happy birthday, Dad. He's on a river cruise in Europe.
Oh.
Britney Spears is somewhere with her man.
He's in Cabo.
Those three, they all have December 2nd.
I know it.
Sag.
I know.
Give me a Sag, man.
Wes, he was born, this little one was born like 2.5 or 3 weeks early.
Oh, really?
It's like my first one a month early.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it seems so weird to have your baby be 25 years old.
I was just going to ask how old, 25.
He's 25. Mm-hmm. It just kind of is like, where does the time go?
He's about to hit the prime.
I know.
That's
it.
That's right. And
what's your dad, like 70?
No, my dad is 79.
Yeah, okay. 80, yeah.
Lori's parents are so young.
I know. My dad's 74, and you and I are
not only a couple years apart.
Only
a few years
apart. Right.
But yeah. Anyway, so yeah, my dad is gone, and I don't know where Brittany is, if she's in her favorite place in the world, Maui. I kind of want her to branch out.
Cabo.
Oh, well, there you go.
I think I heard Cabo.
Okay. I also have to give a shout out to the Eden Prairie postal carrier by the name of Janice. She's a long time loyal listener.
And
I bowled again. Thank you. Thank you, Janice. Thanks for delivering the mail. So last night at bowling, we bowled this fun all-guy team.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And we bowled next to the wall, lane 23 and 24.
Is that not good?
Well, I am already my hackles are raised when I have to bowl next to the wall.
Okay.
For some reason.
It does add a weird thing, doesn't it?
And if you let it get to you.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. So anyway, these guys roundly and soundly kicked our butts, except for I think the last game we did win. But I can't think of the guy's name. And he's like, he said, you know, I'm a postman at the Eden Prairie. And, you know, all we do is listen to radio all day.
Yeah.
You know, he said, that's our company. That's our work partner is whatever we're listening to. And he said, and then he told me what show he always listens to. He says, but Janice listens to you and Joe.
She likes us.
She's got the afternoon.
All
so
right.
He said, nice. You'd make her day if you said
that's
hi.
Great. And we have one more shout out from Julie, who won a pair of tickets to go see Fiddler on the Roof at the Ordway for opening night this week.
Mm-hmm.
Woof, 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 Fiddler on the Roof. And she said it was so exciting and such an outstanding performance. And, you know, Fiddler on the Roof is going to be at the Ordway, think through December 12th.
Mm-hmm.
So she just said it was amazing.
Good.
Such a good show.
So I just thought if people are looking
something
to do, I thought I'd love a thank you note from winners. And next week, we have a big week next week, and we're going to be giving away pairs every day next week, a pair of tickets to Keith Urban's
concert Saturday, November 5th, 2022, at the Excel. I already alerted the bowling teammates. We put it down. Those of us who want it, it's already in my calendar.
Yeah.
One of the gals gave me so much crap about having a
paper calendar.
Daytimers. You know what? And
I'll tell you why.
When I'm making an appointment, I don't want to be
toggling.
Yep.
I want to be able to have something I need to see something at a week. I don't know. I'm a better planner if I can just see it all laid out. I can't have everything hidden on my phone.
No, we're the same way.
I tried it one year, Grant, and you missed everything.
Be on my phone, but we're visual people.
Yeah,
you were late to stuff. You didn't have stuff written down. You got mixed up. It was like I think you only lasted like maybe 6 months into the
most.
Into the experiment
at the most because we really I just like a visual.
Well, people
thing.
Must buy them because
they sell them,
and Barnes and Noble's always runs out of the 2022 by at least November.
The next year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so anyway.
So anyway.
How did I do at bowling last night? Well, I had a little claim to fame, and it's not anything terrific, okay?
Okay.
So I had first game, okay, you know, bowled like 10 pins over my average, which I've now moved back up to 140.
Good
so,
for you, Lori.
So, yeah, I was kind of happy. And then I think it was the second game, and Jeff on the other team, pointed out to me at the end of the 10th frame, he said, I've never seen anybody miss more spares by fractions of a second. I go, we call that the pubic hair miss.
Oh, well,
when it literally just goes just by and it whispers.
Yep.
Every single, I had one strike and all the rest were missed spares. It was a pathetic score. And I'd be like, oh, you guys watch this. See how I'm going to miss this
right.
one. And a couple times, you know, when you have, what are the two pins at the very end?
7-10.
Seven, but they're on the same 7-10. Side.
Oh, on the same side.
Ooh, whatever those numbers are.
Yep. I'll have to look. I don't know for sure.
I kept getting the pin that was next to the gutter.
Sure.
And leaving the other one standing. Mm-hmm. Do you know how precise you have to bolt to just get that one?
To keep it on the ledge without going in.
Without going in. Oh, I did that a couple times.
Yeah.
It was just real, real. That was just a real exciting, thrilling bowling moment.
Yeah, you got to nip that one right in the corner there to not knock any other pins down. Good for you.
No, but I needed to knock it down. I'm like, how am I missing all these pubic hair shots?
Yeah. Right.
Oh, man.
And many of them straight down the middle. Which is usually, you know.
That's your sweet spot.
I had the yips in the second game, as you called them.
Yeah. Well, it's because you were against a wall.
Mm-hmm. Hey, that's what we kept saying.
Because I had the yips so bad at pickleball because I was in a court with a basketball hoop that was right above us. And then it was against a wall. And I just kept hitting it and hitting it. For some reason.
It's the perception.
It's the perception that you aren't in an open space.
Yeah.
That makes you feel enclosed and like a little bit. Yeah. Just off.
There's another two lanes in the middle of the bowling alley where you're on both sides of the post.
Yes.
Oh.
That is also a tricky one.
Yeah, it's kind of funny.
You got to get the psychological thing. And right away, I was like, oh, damn it, we're by the wall. And then I'm like, damn it, why did I say that? Now I've put the thought in my head.
Yeah. Right. Psyched yourself out.
It is so much of a mental game, these individual sports. They really are. Yeah.
Oh,
they really are.
We had so much fun. My one friend had a very funny story, and I won't name her name, but anyway, she was basically lightly dating two guys who were roommates.
Oh, that
was hysterical. I didn't know it.
Didn't know it.
Recently.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. Oh, yeah. That's really fun.
Oh, yeah. We were in
that
stitches.
That takes expertise.
Yeah, we were in absolute stitches. You know?
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's funny, Larry.
I know, and it took a while to figure it out.
I was going
to
say, I want to know how she figured it out.
Right?
I think the one called her while the other one was there, and he saw the number, and he's like,
wow.
That's my roommate.
Okay, that's hysterical.
That is an awkward moment.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Yep.
There you go. Anyway, that was the entertaining bowling story.
Oh, yeah.
That's a very entertaining
that's a good one.
Story.
All right, listen, when we come back, speaking of entertaining stories, it's the story we can't get enough of. Everybody, thanks for hanging out with Julie and I and Grant. And it's amazing. Yesterday, Rita Moreno was on The View, and we had a couple of people tweet at us, and neither one of us had a chance to watch it yesterday. But it is amazing. And I did watch it today that Rita Moreno, she's 89 years old, still starring in movies like the brand new West Side Story.
Right.
And her career goes all the way back to the 1952 classic Singing in the Rain, and she plays Zelda.
Isn't that amazing?
That's amazing. And she looks fantastic. Grant posted the interview because she was on fire yesterday with those ladies. They didn't want her to leave. She's such a great storyteller. And this year at Sundance, her documentary premiered, Rita Moreno, Just a Girl Who Decided to Go For It.
Mm-hmm.
And it's on Netflix right now. And it's supposed to be very, very good. So if you're looking for a documentary, but Joy Behar asked her about Rita herself has shared about.
We've heard this before.
An 8-year relationship with Marlon Brando. But hearing Rita tell the story in her own words, and if you're a fan of hers, you should watch the interview because she's acting it out the whole way, the old-fashioned way of holding up the telephone. She's just so... Plus, she looks like a million bucks.
Oh, she does. Animated. Oh. She's got energy. Yeah.
So stylish. And just
so good.
I just couldn't love her more. So anyway, here's Rita Moreno with a great story.
Oh, okay, I have a very juicy, dishy question.
We only have 2 minutes. So
we know some of the. We know that you were in a tumultuous relationship with Marlon Brando that lasted on and off for 8 years.
Yeah.
Then we also know that he cheated on you constantly.
Right.
But I hear that you used another famous person to make him jealous. Let's hear the story.
Okay, quickly. I found lingerie in his house. And, of course, I was heartbroken. And I went home in tears. And, you know, really, I was naive. Yeah. And the very next day, and I was angry, too, just furious. And the next day, the phone rings, and I say, hello. And I hear a voice say, Ms. Marina? And I said, yeah. He said, this is Connell Parker. My client is Elvis Presley. Elvis spotted you at the 20th Century Fox. I was under contract there, commissary. And he liked what he saw. I said, oh? And he said, and he would like very much to meet you. Would you like to meet him? And I thought of those panties, and I said, yes, I would. Oh, wow.
Even without social media, I dated him several times. Mm-hmm. He was sweet but boring.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, well, he was sweet, but he was a country boy. I mean, this is Marlon Brando.
Brando wasn't boring.
So anyway, he, when he found out, and it didn't take long, interestingly, without social media, he started to throw chairs.
Really?
He was so angry.
Who, Marlon did that?
It was...
Wow.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
It was
wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I just sat there. He threw chairs and yelled and carried on. I thought...
You. Listen.
I love it.
That's there, there is no
That's good.
Enough.
That's good. So anyway...
This is kind of pocket.
Yeah, I just absolutely love that story. And, you know, with this new West Side Story, you know, she's still the first and only Latina to win an Academy Award. And she won that in 1961 for West Side Story.
Right.
And she played Anita. And she could be welcomed back into the fold in the newly minted, created character called Valentina. Because Steven Spielberg wrote this part because he wanted her in the movie. And I think she's like a shopkeeper.
Okay.
Anyway, Variety has a story that if Rita got nominated for a Best Supporting, that's how... high the raves are for this movie.
Oh, I know.
That it's just
Spielberg's on fire.
On fire. The cast is perfect. But if she was nominated on February 8th, she would be 90 years old because she's turning 90 next week. Would make her the oldest nominee of any competitor Oscar in history. And if she won, she would surpass, you know, there would be some other thing. She would just, it would be a bunch of records. So I don't know if that'll happen or anything, but West Side Story opens on December 10th. Variety picks already that the Academy Awards for West Side Story will be Best Picture, Best Director, Best Actor, Best Actress, Jeez. Best Supporting Actor, Best Supporting Actress, Best Original Screenplay, Adapted Cinematography. I mean, everything. That we're they're talking like, you know, sweeps.
Okay, that sounds, what's the date again?
December 10th in theaters.
Okay, that's going to be a big, that's one you'd want to see in the theater.
In the theater, absolutely, absolutely.
Oh, how fun!
So, yeah, I mean, some of the things they're saying, The Telegraph gave it a 5-star review, said it's Spielberg's finest movie in 20 years and a new milestone in the career of one of our greatest living directors.
Wow.
Yeah, and also is visually staggering, a cunningly modified, vividly dreamed.
Okay, so here's my question. Yeah. So, Grant, do you have any desire? Would you go to this?
I will. I'm not a musical fan. I go to movies all the time. I'm not a musical fan, but we always go to what movie I want to go to, and this is one Lily really wants to see.
Yeah.
We're going to go for sure. And we saw the preview actually for it in the theater, and the preview was stunning in the theater with the music. It was
yeah.
It was stunning.
This is a movie. Yeah. We'd want to go to the theater. I mean, I'm going to go next weekend. I know. I just, you know, what will I go Saturday afternoon or Sunday afternoon?
So many decisions.
For sure. Probably that.
Yeah, Sunday.
During the Viking game.
Yeah, leave Casey alone, just in case.
Oh, I always leave him alone. I mean, I come downstairs for
water. We didn't
even
talk about this Sunday's Vikings game. Ugh.
Oh, Julie, we get home from the air. So we got in at like 4 o'clock.
And on Sunday?
On Sunday. Oh, okay. And we were the only international Sun Country flight that landed at that time. So we just, you know, it was
in and out.
In and out. It was very fast. And I ended up parking my car at the airport. Here's a pro tip. It's really hard to get an Uber or Lyft at 5 in the morning if you need a specific type of vehicle. This is when you call airport taxi and prearrange your ride.
Yes, exactly.
And because Casey's like, no, it's we're going to go. And I'm like, let's just do airport taxi, you know. But I let him have his way, which is not like me in travel.
No, it isn't at all. She's
guess who couldn't find anything and had to drive their car to the airport. But, you know, it was only like $150 for eight days.
That's not a lot of money. I mean, you think about it.
Yeah, I kind of was okay about it.
And the brief-to-dollar ratio.
Yeah. So we got right out, and Casey's like, okay, we're going to turn on the Viking game. When we left customs, they were ahead.
Yeah.
And by the time we got home, well, anyway.
They lost.
Well, they agonized through the fourth quarter, whatever that was. I heard a lot of bad words I hadn't heard from Casey in eight days.
Yeah, there was some...
It's stressful, you know, but...
What is wrong with that Cousins? He's so bad. The grief-to-dollar ratio on him is not paying off. They're paying that guy too much money for the worst stats in the NFL.
Yeah, statistically...
He's terrible.
He's terrible when it comes down to clutch moments, but statistically, actually, he's top three in the NFL.
I don't believe that.
It is. No, trust me, I'm not lying. He is. Quarterback rating, yards passing,
actions,
touchdowns,
numbers.
Yeah,
they tell different stories.
That's true. It's right. He's not a clutch quarterback.
Oh my god!
And the Vikings are always in a. Every football team is in a clutch situation. Even I know that.
Yeah. So there you go. If it comes down to clutch situations, he's not going to be able to.
He's not going
to
do it, which is all the time. We're clutching all the time.
All right.
Hey everybody, thanks for hanging out with us. I hope that music isn't stressing you out right now, because it's stressing me out a little bit right now, because I've done nothing.
I think we only have one Christmas song per show.
That's about all we've heard.
Because I can't add, I'm not ready.
No, I know. we're in denial.
Mm-hmm. Well, in weather denial too. I mean, I have to admit, I love snow so much, and if we're going to live in this climate,
don't worry, it's coming.
I know, but I was driving into work today, and I was kind of a little late, and I thought, it's so nice to not have to worry about sliding everywhere. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, just we'll take it. So,
kind of like it.
All right. So I know you don't watch this show, but I want you to at least watch the first episode, because The Real Housewives of Orange County came back last night, and I don't know that we have ever started a season with a bunch of women who are not friends at all, really.
Like, not even friends at all.
Maybe two are friends, okay. But Heather Dubrow came back after 5 years. She last held an orange 5 years ago, and we last saw her. She was just starting excavation of this mammoth house on this huge bluff overlooking Newport Bay, or I don't know what part of the beach she is that she's overlooking it. But
in the Orange County area.
In Orange County. Okay. And so Heather is back, but as far as I'm concerned, that damn house can hold an orange, because that was the star.
Grant, you have to go look this up, because Lori was showing me photos of this house.
My phone was
5 years to build.
Well, wow. I don't know. It looks like they've lived here for at least a year, maybe 4 years. But it's a 22,000 square foot house. To me, they should have the housewives and then a miniature version of her house holding the orange.
That's hysterical.
Because I think that I give last night's episode like a 3-star, but it is setting up already for next week. Because here's what the big deal is. So we have, you know, Orange County has gone through a lot in the last couple of years. They fired Vicki Gunvalson and Tamara, and Vicki had been there from day one, 15 years. Tamara, like 14 years. You know,
did you agree with those firings?
Not really.
Vicki is the OG.
I liked Vicki and Tamara, and even though she had terrible taste in men, it was a good storyline.
Yeah.
You know, and
the man who faked that he had
cancer. Then anyway, so they bring it back. So, you know, Heather Dubrow, Kelly Dodd is wildly jealous of her, and they didn't get along, because Heather Dubrow is. She and Terry Dubrow, her husband, he's on Botched.
And he's
a plastic surgeon. Yes.
They're plastic surgery, very successful plastic surgeons in the Orange County area, LA.
Yes. And their show Botched, and loaded, like Beverly Hills money. But they live in Orange County.
Right.
So this is the show that she is on. And So Heather, Kelly Dodd had always dubbed her Fancy Pants.
Okay.
Because Heather is kind of fancy. She grew up in Westchester County, New York.
Okay.
You know, she and Terry have been together for 25 years. They have four kids. She's was a soap opera, and she's an actress that was in sitcoms and stuff.
Sure.
So I mean, I like her. And everything, but so when the show starts off, it's blah, you know, blah blah blah. She's back. We see the kids, but when she brings Gina and Shannon,
are these two more housewives?
Yes, and they've been on. Shannon's been on for like 12 years, and Gina's been on for like maybe 3 or 4 years.
Okay,
to take a tour of the house.
Do their jaws just drop?
Well, poor Shannon looked like she had swallowed
sour milk.
Maybe a whole gallon of it, because she could hardly
stomach how wealthy her friend that she doesn't like is.
Yeah. And
that's so funny. Instead of being happy for her, she's like, ugh.
And to quote Heather Dubrow, comparison is the thief of joy.
Well, that's 100%. That is a great quote. And that is, when you compare yourself with other people, you're never going to win or feel good.
So
someone's always going to be younger, richer,
Gina
smarter.
Gina was gleeful. She was giddy that she knows somebody, that she's met somebody, she's going to be invited there.
Right.
She couldn't get over all the details. And, you know, in her confessional, she goes, there are only two people that I know of that have etched windows, Heather Dubrow and the Catholic Church. She did have this huge etched window.
It's huge.
And in her bedroom, her closet, her walk-in closet, was fancier than Lisa Vanderpump's.
Yeah.
And it had a button for champagne to be brought up.
Okay.
Like if you were getting ready, it had a champs button.
Okay.
That's awesome. Okay.
Then, wouldn't that be wouldn't that be decadently fun? Oh,
then she shows the ladies, and I would brag about this too. She shows the ladies in the shower in I guess all the bathrooms. Mm-hmm. The towels are in a warming drawer.
Yeah.
And I love her kitchen, and she's got two because there's a butler's kitchen.
Sure.
And
it's funny that Orange County would have a warming drawer. It never gets below 70 there.
But when it's cold, it is cold. Yeah, it's nice to put on a warm towel. That's what it is. It's got nothing to do with cold. It's a warm towel.
Are there steams and saunas?
They had all of that. You couldn't believe how beautiful this place was. It was stunning. But another thing that impressed me, she had refrigerated drawers in her kitchen.
Yeah. You haven't seen those before?
I have not.
Oh, yeah. They've been around for a while.
Oh, yeah. Listen. Have you ever heard of those?
Oh, yeah.
Laurie, where have I been?
You don't care about this stuff.
Well,
so you don't care
about it when I see it on a housewife show.
Right, because it's been out there for years.
Oh, my gosh. I couldn't believe. And then there's this new housewife called.
I care about it when I see it on a housewife
show. Yeah, there's a new housewife called Nicole, who is a friend of Heather's, whose daughter shared the same dance class. And Nicole dated Kid Rock right after Pamela Anderson.
Oh, fun.
And she does kind of look like her, but she's had so much work done.
Oh.
But the biggest setup is that Shannon told Gina and Emily, hey, if this Nicole, who's now got a new married last name, if she's the same one I'm thinking of, she not only dated Kid Rock after Pamela, she sued Terry Dubrow, Heather's husband.
Uh-huh.
And
how can Heather be friends with her? And Gina's like, well, why don't you just ask her? You're the one who's known her.
Right.
But Heather and Shannon haven't been friends since Heather left that show 5 years ago.
Okay.
She's had nothing to do with any of these ladies.
So now she has to pretend to be back in the fold.
Well, she only knew, the only housewife she knew was Shannon. All the other ones are gone.
Why do you think she came back? She obviously doesn't need the money. She doesn't.
She wanted to show us the house. The kids are getting older.
She's bored.
Yeah, the kids are getting older. And I think they gave her a lot of money. And maybe she's got some things that she's trying to sell. Then there's this other lady, Noelle.
She has things. She's new lines that are popping
up. New lines. And then there's another lady called Noella, who is absolutely beautiful. But when she said she had a sex dungeon, and then I saw it, and it's just a small room painted black with satin sheets and a few cuffs and...
Disappointed, were you?
Right. Oh, who needs all that anyway? Come on. It's a lot. But anyway,
coming from you, I'm shocked.
That's, yeah, me too.
Really great.
Because it was, if you're going to have a dungeon, have a good dungeon.
Do it
like
right.
50 Shades of Grey. Like that pretty padded, you know, sexy.
It's the Orange County.
Not Laurie. A little side room that's been painted red and you slap on the black satin sheets.
Oh, my.
And Noella is a friend of Bronwyn's, the crazy housewife that got let go after, like, you know, 2 years. You know, who had
do you think people still watch this one?
Well, I don't know. We'll have to see what the ratings came out. But Dr. Jen is a new housewife, and she's a plastic surgeon, and I really liked her.
Oh, all right.
Her husband is a snack and a half, and if he's going to be indicative of this all season long, he walks around the house without a shirt all the time.
Oh.
I love a hot house husband.
Tell
There's
me about
not enough.
The outdoor space, because they're in L.A., you yeah. know, right south of L.A. What are the outdoor spaces like at this beautiful house?
Oh, you know, the fireplace, the pool, multiple sitting areas.
See, that's the thing view about in front living of in them. A warm climate. Yeah. I love outdoor spaces.
The view, there's nothing in front of their house because they're set
the
up
ocean.
High enough, just the ocean.
Oh.
And
so sunsets, they're on the west. How
yes,
lovely.
Beautiful. And then she also told the ladies, and I didn't mind this humble brag one bit. In fact, I appreciated it. The chandelier they have hanging in the grand salon or the foyer. She didn't even know how many rooms she had. It's 22,000 square feet. But she said, oh, yes. She said, when this came in, it came in on the biggest shipping container that's ever been brought into Long Beach.
Oh, wow.
Stop. And that's a major shipping hub. Stop.
Yeah.
Like, how big is it, Laurie?
I mean, I don't know footage-wise, but...
Grant, can we post this house on our show page?
Yeah, I can do that for you.
That would be... Yep. I mean, because I just think...
It was just...
I'm not going to watch this show ever.
Oh,
I'm just telling you that right now. I just want to see the house.
Yeah, you do. I mean, you want to watch that first episode for the tour because we get room... by room, I mean a movie theater. Then she showed him Terry's office, and it looks like a beautiful plastic surgeon's office. And
you know
goes,
how those look, Grant.
And Shannon, no, it was really nice.
Opposed to a regular oncologist,
yeah.
The plastic surgeon office.
They're pretty. They got
different.
Art and leather and chandeliers and windows. And Shannon goes, oh, is this where Terry sees clients? She goes, no one's ever been here.
This is just for fun.
This is just for show. If you need someplace, and she does her podcast from a room that was full of Heather Dubrow posters and memorabilia from her acting career.
That's
her name
so
is everywhere,
funny.
And she's like, "In case I ever get dementia and forget my name, I could just be sent in this room because this is their forever house."
Right?
Mm-hmm.
She said, "As one would."
Yeah.
I mean, how do you ever
you'd
downsize when you've just upsized and your kids are kind of on their way? That's I love it.
Anyway, she's having a party. The episode ends with her having all these very different women who now they're going to try and be a housewife show together, coming to her house with the big, everyone, half the people. Does Heather know that her good friend Nicole at one time 20 years ago sued Terry?
Oh, this so that's the cliffhanger.
That is the cliffhanger.
Okay.
And there's a party, and it's catered by Nobu, and everybody is in fancy dresses, click-clacking around on the Italian marble. And then it looks like a Children of the Corn is basically running away from the bad man is what it looked like for next week's episode.
Oh, fun.
Oh, yeah. So...
So you're all
3-star episode, but I color me intrigued.
Yeah. Well, and I'm excited to see the house.
Oh my gosh. Joy, you'll be
and this is on Bravo if people are wondering where to watch these things and they replay all the time so you can catch it. And does Housewives also play on Hulu or Paramount? One of them. I think you can catch it afterwards if you miss it.
Yeah.
Probably Hulu, I would imagine for sure. For sure Hulu, because you can get all your networks. From Hulu, so I'd imagine Hulu.
It doesn't matter if it's CBS, ABC, or anything, it goes to Hulu?
Yeah, you can get it all. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Well, look at what we're learning from everybody
look
today.
Look at that.
Well, thank you for the tour of the Orange County estate.
It just...
Did they have a name for it?
Chateau Dubrow. That's what I call it.
It's a beautiful
home. Oh, my gosh.
I'm scrolling through the pictures right now.
It's jaw-dropping.
Yeah.
It's jaw-dropping. Wow. All right, listen, we come back. Oh, my gosh. Somebody releases a breakup ballad just 2 weeks after they split up. I mean, the contract ended. We'll tell you. That's Who's in Your Head by the Jonas Brothers, if you're loving that song.
I'm telling you, their roast was so fun.
The Jonas Brothers roast on Netflix. If you guys like the Jonas Brothers, it was really cute.
Yeah.
Well, I enjoyed it.
I am going to hope I check it out, but my DVR is bursting, Julia.
I've got La Brea. It's on Netflix, Lori.
Well,
it's
all right. Netflix. I watched that, but I've got La Brea.
Me too.
The Sinner. Have you even finished? Because the finale happened.
I got the last two to watch.
Yeah, so. I'm just way behind with, you know, being on vacation. So anyway, I'll just set this up by saying that even though it felt like they were dating for 4 years, Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello only started dating in 2019, and they basically terrorized the public with their PDA for two long years that felt like four.
Okay.
That's why we thought they were a real couple, because they seemed like they'd been together, but really, we were almost, you know, they were so nonstop all the time, everywhere. But what does everyone know 2 years later? Both of their names, and now they've broken up. The contract is over.
Right.
And guess who happens to want to share with everybody news? And they only broke up 2 weeks ago.
Yes, they did. I know.
He posted a little note to Instagram.
Sean?
Yeah, Sean saying, "I truly haven't connected with you guys in a while. I miss you. I hope you love this song." And it is a song called "I'll Be Okay." And it is a breakup battle that was obviously written and produced weeks before the breakup.
Let's hear it. "I'll Be Okay.
I will love you either way."
I would call this a run-of-the-mill strike while the iron is hot ballad that's been in the hopper for a while. No, good it's Lord. True. You don't put out this song 2 weeks after.
I'm wondering if it'll be okay.
He's been writing this we'll time it. I mean, they were such a PR orchestrated thing.
We believed it. Because how can you go in for 4 years or 3 years or 2.5 years and fake it?
2 years, Julia.
But it was COVID years. So those are like dog years. So it's like 10 years. Yeah. I mean, really, that is a long time.
I mean, if that's an emotional breakup track, I don't know. It seems overly emotional about a relationship that seemed to primarily exist around sticking their tongues in each other's mouth and making sure they called the paparazzi ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
Yep.
That's
that
a Cobra look for sure.
"I'll Be Okay" is going nowhere.
Going nowhere.
Did you guys like it?
It's a little slow. I mean, if you're going through a breakup, it might be okay, but I'm not going to pull it out just to listen to.
Now, in other news, Shamila no more. Sean's heart is in knots with Tarzan, the dog he got with Camilla when they got together and as part of the contract.
Did he get to get the dog?
Yes, he did. And Sean is trying to move on with his life, and he's getting ready to drop a single and go on tour. And Tarzan is like a child to him. Oh, no, okay. She has Tarzan.
Yeah.
He's really upset about that.
Well, this is something that happens.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
It happens, everybody.
Well, she got custody, and now, like I said, it was probably written in the contract.
Honest to Pete, you believe that there's the level,
Julia,
that level of
They're showing us all these things. Nobody really has this produced ballad ready to go 2 weeks to the day after the breakup. 13 days, actually.
And he continues to reference things like, "We don't have to sedate, where we won't collide." So clearly these were all issues, in quotations, that he might have been having for these weeks as he wrote it in there.
Like, you probably thought the agent said, "Listen, you only have to have this fake relationship for a year."
Yeah.
But they lasted longer because COVID.
Because of COVID.
So, because they did
it. I think he means these
lyrics. They did it for their song that they did. So you call me señorita.
But I'm just saying, his lyrics are, he is so relieved to be out of this. He started working on this song a year ago.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Anyway, it made me laugh, that story.
He's so relieved. All right, so last night, a lot of people tuned in to the Rockefeller Christmas tree lighting.
And?
Like 6 million people. I mean, I thought that's pretty good.
And I haven't talked to my mom today, but I bet she watched it.
I watched a little bit of it.
And was it the Kelly Clarkson?
She was after.
Okay.
She was good. I just watched a little bit. It was a busy night, but I'm thinking,
was somebody over?
No. No, we had like a trauma happen to someone we know died of COVID, very young, younger than me. And it's just sad.
Unvaccinated.
Well, whatever.
I'm just saying, it's
we don't even know.
Lisa, you know?
But someone died.
It's so sad.
So it's super sad. But so a lot of that was happening. But I want to tell you tonight what is on the Tuberuski, just to give you a couple highlights, because there's some good stuff. Annie Live. Now,
no way.
Okay, I hate
you watch that for us. No, I'm going to tell you why. That.
I hate live productions. We've the Crocodile, bad. The First Sound of Music with Carrie Underwood. I
the mean, Peter Pan with Christopher Walken.
We have seen some disasters. But this one looks so good. So Daddy Warbucks is played by Harry Connick Jr. in a bald cap.
Mm-hmm.
The little girl who is, she's a 12-year-old Discovery, Selena Smith. She's so darling.
And then isn't...
Mrs. Harrington is Taraji P. Henson.
That's what I was going to
say. Titus Burgess plays Rooster. Megan Hiltley, who we loved from Smash. Mm-hmm. And Nicole Scherzinger, or I can never say her name. I don't know. I taped this.
Good. I want you to watch it.
I kind of
give us
like
a report tomorrow. I have never liked that show.
You didn't?
Oh, I can't stand the music.
I never forget the first time we saw it at the Orpheum in the stairway, and I thought, this is Broadway. It was so cool.
I'd rather poke my eyes out than listen to any of the Annie music or any of that show.
She's so sentimental, this one.
No, I've never liked that show.
Really?
I don't know why. I don't like anything about it.
You just give me a day.
Maybe it's the orphanage thing.
Lonely.
You know? Yeah, see, even that, it's all that sounds so terrible. But
well,
we
that's called a musical.
I know, but I don't mind. It's this musical that I don't like. It's this musical.
Well, that's true, because there's some musicals I can't stand.
Yeah.
So I get it. But the little girl looks so good.
Yeah, I hope it's good, because they must make a little bit of money or something, because
they keep
forcing
doing
these on us.
They do.
Every December.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll get a review from you tomorrow.
I will.